All right, we need that's general. Push that one out. No. Okay. Oh shit, sorry. I've been all 21. Heather, you got him. Why don't you just put him up?
Okay, you got it. So we're gonna do the cemetery first?
Yes. Grabbed the wrong year.
Oh, there we go.
If you want to just look at that first page, you'll see that we're looking at a decrease of, what's that, $42,000 versus this year's budget.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily because we ordered a truck this year, so I don't need to put one in to request for next year. Let's see, what do we have? Going to the insurance, that's you. So just go to the cemetery tab, I guess.
Yep, hold on one second. Just getting something in front of me that I need to see. Okay, call me back.
So point one has got the three full timers that have been there forever. Gail, a portion of my salary, and then four seasonal part timers that we put down for 6 months a year at $15 an hour. And so that's what that is.
Hey, Rob, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If we sold the house, now the out
which
there,
house?
The main cemetery house that has the office in it.
I don't know. How are you going to deal with the alienation?
You mean...
because it's part of a park.
Right. So. Oh, okay. So it couldn't go to... I mean, I assume it would go to the cemetery.
It would certainly go to the cemetery, but I think you'd need state... approval.
Ah, okay.
Because anything that's in a park that looks like a park,
mm-hmm.
the state is very, Parks and Rec are very, I mean, it should be easy enough to answer with a phone call or an email.
Okay, I'll do that.
But yes, if that house was to sell, then yes, it would go to the cemetery.
Right, I understand that. The question is, could the office be moved to one of the outbuildings that would remain?
Right now, they're full of like equipment and supplies,
mm-hmm.
Plywood. They're not really habitable. They're kind of they're basically just garages.
Yeah,
you know they're not finished. They're not insulated. There's no heat. No, you'd probably have to look at either purchasing one of those offices. You know.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Just curious. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, that's the point one, which I have is. It's basically 17 more than was last year. That's the fourth person. That's your screen. And, you know, we had some reduction in this year. And then by the time we added the staff back, it was a bit of a, you know, the cemetery was pretty much lost, especially the old cemetery. But it's pretty important that we get the crew fully staffed in April so we can start beating it down early and often. The equipment request is, there's a standard, you know, $3,000 worth of mowers and trimmers, because they literally go through a whole set of them every year, mowing and trimming 80 some odd acres of cemetery. And one of the Varus is one of the larger, more powerful mowers, and that's used on the hill as well as some of the open spaces. And it's just, it's pretty rugged, and it does cut a lot of lawn quickly, but it's, you know, these are commercial strength heavy duty mowers, so that's what the Ferris is. And other than that, everything else is pretty much straightforward. Materials and supplies, we've been running. We've been running about $23,000 a year over this last 7 years. It's been as low as $15,000 or $16,000. As high as 19 is what, $31,000?
Yeah, $32,000.
Yeah, so so that's, you know, kind of is what it is. The office, the telephone, that is what it is. It averages around that number. 18 to 100 to 2,000. House maintenance, we really haven't put much in there. It's kind of, we need to do something out there, we do it. Audit is Heather. Maintenance of equipment is a 7-year trend, is just over 14,000. It was 8,300 in 2020 and 22,000 in 2019. So it has, you know, these wide swings. Office supplies and light heat power. Light heat power. This was 8,000 in 2019, and it was 6,800 last year. So,
well, Heather, we will definitely put the 2.5 in contingency until we have a contract.
Yep. And we'll also take overtime down to 8%.
Yep.
Do you want me to pull up KVS for any other potential modifications?
Yes. Although I think I have it in my... I think you sent it.
Okay, so just as a reminder, not so much for you guys, but for anybody else that might be on the call, cemetery is supposed to be a self-fulfilling budget. It has to be balanced, so you can see that the revenues and expenses are the same, like any other budget. However, the cemetery itself does not make enough revenue to cover its own expenses, so there is a one-way trade every year from the general fund to the cemetery fund. And you can see right now that it is, in order to balance it based on the existing budget, is $331,914. So obviously any cuts that we can make to cemetery will also be directly reflected in the general fund.
Mm-hmm. So... Why the big increase in services and postage? I mean, relatively big increase. It was 2,000 in 2021.
Oh, that's, you're looking at revenues, right?
Oh, sorry. Yes.
No, no, no. We should go through revenues.
Sorry.
In any case, because yes, they're all independent. So.
Yep.
These are my ballpark estimates, as usual. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No,
so why don't we all take a look at that collectively?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay, so you can see that sale of cemetery lots has varied widely. Rob, I don't think I sent this to you. Shall I send it to you? But it sounds like you have it in front of you, your prior year's numbers, right?
Not for revenues, no, just the expenses.
Okay, let me send this to you. Hold on. Okay, you should have those any moment. So, Rob, if I remember correctly, was 2020 the year that we got the big purchase from the Bangladeshi community?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And sad to say, 2021 is up considerably. I have to imagine that's partly related to COVID.
Turn my left hand out here. Let's print it. All right, so revenue sale. Well, your interments, I mean, I'm not going to say that COVID doesn't have an impact on it, but I mean, the whole purpose of selling, creating a Muslim section for the Bangladesh community was so that they would have a place to bury their dead. So,
that's
so I'm sure there's that has a definite impact and should have an impact going forward, which is why we did it.
Right. I mean, it's averaged since 2015, it's averaged somewhere between like 20 and 30,000 for the most part.
For what?
Sale of cemetery lots.
Oh, yeah.
So do you think that the 60 is too high for 22? I mean, we're at 52 now for 21.
Yes, but I think there was another bulk purchase this year. They, because we did a budget amendment back in back in April or May or whatever to increase revenue,
right,
to offset some of the additional costs. So
It was a veterans thing, wasn't it?
I don't know if we've closed on the veterans section yet.
Okay.
There was a I know there's something in the pipeline for that. Yes,
yeah, absolutely. There's a grant, but I don't know where we are with that yet either.
Yeah, I don't. I haven't heard from Gail. I don't know. I know it's in the process, but I don't think it's closed yet.
So yeah, we did increase the budget by about 11,000 in July.
Yeah, and that's because when we sold that another batch of another section to the Muslim section, then we increased that revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you want to, I really don't know. It's pretty volatile. It's,
well, you know, I based it on the fact that we were at already 53 this year with a couple, few more months to go. And, you know, based on the,
Sales are definitely increasing with the plots over prior year's trend for sure.
Right.
You know, 60,000, I don't know about
okay.
that.
Should we go down to 50?
Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay.
You okay with that, Tom?
Yes.
Care of lots again, just based on where we are year to date here. So I put in $1,000 there. Corner posts and foundations. You can see it's also varies wildly between, you know, with 8,000 in 2019 and only 1,500 in 2020. But we're at 5,000 already this year, so.
Yeah, that's a little perplexing because I know we do about the same foundations. You know, we usually do about three runs of 20 each, so 60 per year. I mean, sometimes they're the small like head markers or foot markers, or however they're, you know, the ones that lay flat with like a military plaque on it or something like that. Not necessarily the headstones, which are significantly more.
Right. So, should we leave it at this for now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would leave that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, great. Grave digging, interments. We are at 78 and 69. We're at 69 year to date. So I put in 75.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that business is certainly, that business is up. If you want to keep it cautious, that's fine. 75 is fine, but
well, I'm just trying to extrapolate it out a little bit. Let's see where we come from. I think we could probably go up maybe to 80.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yep.
That's some slick system you got there.
I have no comment on that.
Is that what they have to do when they put enter the bills too?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, it's better than the collection software.
Yeah.
You've seen that, haven't you? This is super high tech compared to that.
I try to avert my eyes.
Yeah. Okay, so charges to services and postage. Again, I just did a ballpark based on the fact that we're almost at 2,000 already year to date. I don't feel strongly about that.
Mm-hmm.
in the end, I don't know what difference it really makes. I mean,
right.
Be quiet.
I'm talking about a $500,000 budget, so.
Hey, every $500 counts.
Oh, yeah. I know all about it.
Sit. Not now.
I have no opinion, so whatever.
Okay. Just leave it as this for now?
Sure.
Works for me.
Okay. Interest on investment, I mean, you know, it's never going to be a lot because since we're constantly funneling money into cemetery, we try not to funnel in a whole lot at any given time so that we can keep it for cash flow purposes for the general fund. So, the next topic is interesting in a related way in that rental of property, but that assumes that people actually pay their rent, which we have been having an issue with. So I guess.
Well, there's two tenants and one is paying and one is not paying. Is that the story?
That is my understanding. Yes.
Okay. Well.
So Kamal, should I just reach out to Cheryl and let her know?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not the only tenant that is considerably delinquent. What is the status of the daycare center in terms of?
The building is basically condemned for use of the daycare.
Okay, so how long have they been out of it? Do you know?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over a year.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been over a year.
Okay. Okay. Okay, then we'll assume that that's related to that. And
The building was only condemned, you know, a couple, maybe 3 or 4 months ago. But, I mean, they haven't been operating in there. I don't think they were in there during COVID, were they?
No, they weren't.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess it begs, well, technically, that doesn't mean they're still not responsible for paying their lease, but.
This is true.
I get it.
But, I mean.
Is the tenant
I don't believe we have an existing lease with them. I think it's been month to month for a while, which means then that's okay. Okay. So I'll just reach out to Cheryl on the other tenant.
Okay.
Okay. Miscellaneous revenues. Again, we're at 4,000 today. I put in 5,000. It was a little over 5,000 in 2020 and quite a bit higher in 2019.
Yeah, it seems right.
Okay. Okay, and then obviously the interfund transfer is going to be the evolving one, depending on.
Mm-hmm. And it's a bit lower this year.
We lost your audio, Heather. We still can't hear you.
Heather?
You might need to call in for audio.
Yep.
Testing the microphone?
Oh, there you are.
There you go. Now we can hear you.
Yeah, I don't know. It reset my settings for some reason. So based on the two changes to revenue we just made, this would have to go up by another $5,000. And then obviously anything we cut in the expenditures will reduce it accordingly.
Okay. Did you send the budget layout for the expenditures?
I did.
Today?
The paper versions, KVS. Yeah, I sent it out before lunch today. You want me to send it to you again?
Well, I just have the revenue one.
No, if you scroll down,
there's three of them. So.
Yeah, but if I scroll down. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, cemetery is a three-page document. Expenses start on page 2.
Oh, okay. There you go. There's the answer.
Okay. Good. Great.
Thank you. Ah.
Okay, so unallocated insurance, same as we talked in the general fund. I made an estimate as to what the increase would be and then allocated it across the four funds. So this is a cemetery share.
What is our all-in for insurance?
Hold on, I have to open that, but I can tell you in a second.
It was like 250 or something like that.
Oh, I think it's a little less than that at this point. Okay. For municipal insurance, we ended 2021 at a little over 215,000.
Okay.
I assumed a 5% increase in 2022, so that gets us to 225.
Yeah. Okay. Just curious. I have another deposition tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, so.
Yeah, I'm looking. So the general materials and supplies, Rob, what was the increase?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I see. It's actually closer to the past than the immediate past.
Right. I've been transferring money into it year after year. It starts out low and ends up.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're at, right now, the adjusted budget's 23,000 and I'm still projecting a shortfall in 2021.
Right. Okay.
So it's probably going to take some more.
What line was that?
24, materials and supplies.
Yeah.
What about that mower?
Oh, that's what's under equipment? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we can pull that.
Yep.
So my KVS just stopped, so I will have to start it again. Apologies.
Quiet.
What? On a budget meeting. So the microphone is hot. We're on live. No.
Okay.
Stop and sit. So where are we here? We took down equipment, materials and supplies. Actual 23, Justin. Can we take that down $2,000?
We can certainly try. I mean, I will.
Yeah. Like I said, 2018 was 28,000, 2019 was 31,000, 2020 was 26,000.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What do we think, BEA?
Well, I'm happy taking it down, but no one else agrees.
Where are we year to date?
21,000.
Yeah, I'm okay with taking it down.
Okay, I'm okay with taking it down.
Office and telephone and printing, as Rob would say, it is as it is. Or is that what he says? It is what it is. Sorry.
Something like that.
House maintenance. What did they need this year that it was more?
No, you just usually, what I put in, $1,000.
Yeah.
It's really just a placeholder, honestly. Case something goes wrong up there, because usually there's a plumbing issue or there's something else going on.
Yeah.
I also think we can probably take office and telephone down a couple hundred bucks. It's been $1,800 pretty consistently, and it's only $1,200 now.
Okay.
That works for me as well.
Okay.
So explain the fiscal year audit. How does that work?
That's another one of mine.
Oh.
That is the price for the annual audit that we have to do. And I have an estimate. In fact, I actually have a quote because we had a three-year agreement. And I just, again, distributed across all four funds.
It's a audit of justice fund?
No, it's a citywide audit.
Oh,
citywide.
Okay. So you've allocated.
Like prorate the expenses based
right,
on.
Right, right. That's what I was basically asking. Yes.
Yep.
Got it.
What's the, where are we at to date for maintenance of equipment?
12,000.
To date.
3,600.
I'm sorry, 3,600. Look at the wrong column. 3,600. So we can definitely take that down.
Yeah, can we bring that down to 10?
Agreed.
So what kind of things show up in other expense, Rob?
I think it's mostly Joe Vining. Computer stuff, tech stuff.
Oh, how does that work with the new arrangement, Heather? Does that...
Yes, we get charged against that account for cemetery work.
Okay. So this is also prorated, so to speak. Yes.
No, these are actual costs for, that the cemetery has incurred.
Okay.
So over the last averages, like 2019, it was $2,500.
Yep.
2020 was $1,600. So what do we have at?
Rack space is the other thing that gets charged against here.
Okay. Right.
And a little bit of the website revise. So those are the three things.
And some office supplies are included in there too.
Yeah. But to your point, Tom, I will make sure that I look at what Joe Vining's distribution was and mm-hmm. make sure that at least that amount is in each of the different departmental funds.
Exactly what I was thinking. Yes, thank you.
And what are you prorating by the number of PCs?
Yeah, so basically we entered into a service agreement, in which case he will do most of the work for a flat fee. And the fee itself, and that includes everything from backup, you know, uploading the server and making sure things are running and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then that is, in fact, based on the number of
users, yeah.
Users, not number of PCs.
So does that mean when I get all the spam about, please refer me to your IT professional? He's our guy now, is he? He's on retainer. He's in contract with the city. Is that how it goes?
Yes, he's in contract.
Okay. That works.
Yeah, I just sent him a security, an IT security questionnaire to fill out for us. So.
Okay, light, heat, and power.
Power was 70, it was 8,000, 6,800. I think we can take that down.
Yeah.
It's
only 52 now.
Just remember, your natural gas is going to go up by 50% this winter.
I would say we'll probably bring it down to 7.
Okay.
His light, heat, and power is based on three things: global energy costs, the weather, and the thermostat. And I don't control either any one of those.
I heard you controlled the weather.
Hey, only sometimes.
And you're full of gas. Sorry. Never mind.
Probably. It's high test, I'll tell you that.
you can always get one of those little plastic boxes to put over the thermometers, the thermostats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they work well. Just put me over in the police station. All of them.
So,
missing. Yeah.
So let's see. Everything
you
else.
Okay with that, Heather?
Yeah.
Yes.
So everything else we can't really mess with, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So just to let you gentlemen know, that means we can. I'm going to be able to reduce the interfund transfer from general fund by
$13,700. Okay. Pretty good.
All right. Let me just do that one here. Did that right? Hopefully some more gallops than they are. Okay. So you want to move to water?
Yep.
And I'll go back to Rob's document first.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, it's all you. Did we lose Rob?
He's muted. Rob, you're muted.
Muted. Oh my God, sorry. I guess taxes are what they are. The unallocated insurance is what it is. So you want to go to a water administration? You're going to pull that 2.5% out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Other than that, you know, the other kind of tickets in there are the federal single audit, which is a Heather line.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything else is pretty much, you know, what it is.
Now, the challenge we have here, right, opening this, is that it is not currently balanced based on the revenue estimates that I made.
What's the difference?
I'll
print those out.
$58,164.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have the other sections to go through first, though. Mm-hmm. But so I just wanted to make sure people were aware of that.
Yep.
Oh, that's 58,000 short based on what my requests are.
Yes.
Based on your requests and okay. My budget estimate, yes.
I thought you were talking about in this year, in 2021, we were short by that.
Yep.
All right, that's fine. So, I mean, the bulk of it's going to be in
water purification, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in any case,
yeah. There's a, you know, there's 2.5% is in the purification. Everything else is pretty much flat, right?
Well, your water admin personal services is up, the fiscal year audit is up, materials and supplies is up quite a bit, as is light and heat, underwater supply. So why don't we go through those?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and equipment under whatever the next one is. Okay, so are there any comments on this one?
I don't have any.
Okay.
I mean,
so what, there's like, you spent no money on staff development. Is that like something they have to train in each year?
Yeah, they're continuing ed units. We're trying to get free ones as much as we can. Sometimes there's different courses. The lab courses usually cost money, but it can run cyclical based on when their licenses are up, because they need to do so many CEUs per year, certain types. So, you know, you got four licensed operators,
mm-hmm,
with various degrees.
I mean, they could probably bring that down to 1,000 in prior years. I mean, they barely spent any money.
Yeah, we spent, right, some years it's been as low as 800. Mm-hmm. In 2017, it was 5,000. 2019, it was 3,600. Yeah. Last year was 150. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, it depends on this.
Right. This year we're at 185.
Right. I'm guessing, much like code enforcement, that probably things will continue to be virtual. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody okay with 1,000?
Yes.
Yes, I'm okay.
Let's see what else. Your printing is the bills, right? And notices?
Yeah.
Yes. The 2,400
right.
water bills that go out four times a year. Half is paid for the water and half is paid by sewer.
I mean, that is another good reason to see if we can move toward the same process by which we do the property tax bills, which is sending out one a year with four quarterly installment payments on it.
Oh. Well, whatever you could do, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We're having a new...
Because it has to be, like, I think there's only 200 out of 2,400. I think there's like 2,400 unmetered and 200 metered or something like that. So
yeah, that's about right. I mean, there's basically just about as many unmetered one as there are people who get tax bills.
What's in the miscellaneous and other?
Oh,
I think besides 1 year, we've been around just under 2,000. Besides 2021.
I think the rack space is in there, and then some other odd things.
Yeah, let's take that down to 2,000.
Yeah.
Which one is that? I'm sorry.
Water fund, miscellaneous, and other.
Okay.
So, there's this great disparity in the professional services category. 18,000
in 2019, 30,000 in 2020. Right. That's when we put in the budget for some PLC upgrades and some SCADA upgrades. So that's where that's a general controls item. So those were things that were put in there, but now they're largely done, or we're working on them to be completed this year. That's why I've only requested 7,500 as opposed to last year. The request was 30,000 or something like that, and that's what you guys approved.
Mm-hmm.
It was for a specific but there's the plan is 15 years old. There's plenty of, between the radio telemetry system and the SCADA and all the electronic operating systems. Definitely gets spent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 7 year average is 9,200. So, yeah, 2020 is 30,000, 2019, 18,000, 7,717, and then 18 was just like 355. So,
so we're actually at 8,000 this year. Fellow members, any thoughts about that?
I mean, I think it looks about right.
Yeah, I don't think there's much we can do.
Okay.
Okay, so we're on to water supply.
And so we have to mow the property at the reservoir. There's blow-offs that are out in the woods that have to be maintained. There's the pump station in Claverick. So there's a lot of property out there in the county. And it's easier to... We have one of the decks, one of the zero turns is aging out. So that's why I put that in. And then the materials and supplies, the chestnut management. We've had a contractor come in and try and get a hold of it, but looks like we're going to have to try and fabricate something over the winter, because the chestnuts are coming back in greater magnitude every single year. And that's not a good thing.
I mean, besides 1 year, the equipment
has
been just under 6,000. So I think we should bring that to 6,000.
Agreed.
And it seems like light and heat is consistent around 2,000.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well.
Yep.
Yeah, because the house is offline.
So we're taking the house was occupied. Sorry, I'm a little behind. I'm just saying, so we're taking the 8,000 equipment down to 6?
Yes.
And light and heat down to 2?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. On to water purification.
Yep.
What is that, an increase in salary?
What's that?
They're not civil servants, though, are they?
Who?
Well, it's a water purification personal services.
Yes, what about it?
What's the
Yeah, they're civil service.
Oh, they are civil service. Okay.
They're union.
Okay.
Yep. But he does have the 2.5% increase in there, which I will remove and put to contingency.
Okay. Equipment.
Yeah, that looks like it can come down some. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd say 25.
Sounds right.
Sounds good to me.
Let's take materials and supplies down to 130, or is that too much?
Yeah, I wouldn't. Those are the chemicals that actually treat the water. And we're seeing massive increases in prices. And we're having an extremely difficult time getting them in a timely manner. We're having to order short loads or multiple loads. It's just, the whole industry is a mess, just like everything else that requires transportation.
I'll say 145. Okay. Seems like the highest it's been is...
Yep.
I'm sorry, I am, we're in purification, right?
Yeah, 8330.
Yeah, 8330, oh, materials and supplies, gotcha. So we're taking that down to?
145,
that works for me.
Me too.
Telephone, looks like we could take a couple hundred out of that.
Okay.
Rob, any reason why the taxes declined in 2021? Was there a reassessment or something?
Taxes?
Yeah.
Cloudbrook did a reval.
Okay, because it was 65, it was 63, and this year it was only 57.
The only thing I could figure is that maybe, because Clyburn, I believe, was like 80 or 83% equalization. So if they did their reval, that would have meant that they would have paid a, I'm sure they paid a higher percent. Just like when Hudson had its reval, everybody else in the district, their school district taxes went down.
Right.
Because Hudson paid a larger portion of the school district taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to assume something similar took place.
Okay. But it looks like we could take something out
of
that.
I can tell you nobody cut their budgets, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So which line are you looking at, Heather?
I am looking at taxes.
On property. Back in
1950.4.
Oh, the first line. Okay. Back up there. Got it.
Yeah, sorry. But it didn't.
Yeah, we didn't deal with it.
Yeah, we skipped it. Sorry. So I think we can.
Have we paid all the taxes for the year? So for this year, because I show 2020 was 64, 2019 was 64, 65,
right?
2018 was 63.
Well, let me look.
I mean, school taxes we paid the last audit.
Right.
Is there any more installments outstanding?
Here, let me share my screen. Let me share my other screen just so you can see what I'm looking at here.
I got an easier idea.
What's that?
I'm calling Sam.
So here's what we've paid so far this year.
Hey, have we paid all school, all the water property taxes for the year? Do we have something still outstanding?
Germantown.
Okay. You sure? We'll look faster.
Taconic, Clatter, Greenport, Livingston.
She thinks they're all paid for the year.
Germantown, Taconic.
We don't pay in any installments anywhere, do we? Who's that 22,000 school taxes to Taconic Hills?
Mm-hmm.
Pay half my brother's salary. Crazy. Every time you hear Taconic say, we're stealing the water, show them these tax bills.
Yeah, I think it's all paid based on what we paid in 2020, all the same. Suspects were paid in 2021, so I think we can take that down.
You know why the one went down? Yeah, all right, thanks.
So take it down to, I'm muted.
Yeah, a reval in Clyburn would affect both the Hudson City School District and the Taconic Hills School District taxes.
Mm-hmm. So we can take it down to 58.
Well, assuming they don't increase taxes next year, mm-hmm. like they do every year.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, maybe 59.
Okay.
Just to give a cushion.
Yep.
Okay. Go back to his request.
Mm-hmm. So, where were we now?
We're in water purification. We're back to water purification.
Right. Materials and supplies. So, you've had a big increase that you've pretty much spent this year. Are you going to need that much again next year?
What are we doing?
Materials and supplies and water purification.
I thought we just did that one.
Oh, we did. Okay.
We dropped 10 grand off.
All right. Okay. So maintenance of equipment. There's the huge.
Let's see. We've got highs of 20,000, lows of 86, 7-year average of 13.5.
So. Yeah. I think we can bring it down to 12.
Okay. So that's
I think Heat and Light, it seems to be just in 40K.
Yep.
Seven-year average is 48,000, 49,000. It was 43 in 2018.
39 in
1939. 39. Yeah, and then we're at 28 right now. Mm.
Okay, I'm a little behind at this point. Sorry. So let me just take a look, make sure I know where we are.
Water purification, heat and light.
Okay, 55. Maintenance of equipment before that, though, we're taking down to 12, right?
Yep.
Correct.
And then water purification, heat and light.
My suggestion was 40K.
Yep, I'm with that.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Have you guys resolved the energy thing?
Nope.
So
we need to talk about that, Heather, because I don't understand how that's different from the First Light contract. Is it the same thing?
No.
What is First Light giving us?
They're the actual provider. First Light is like the equivalent of Verizon, basically.
Okay.
Or so. First Light, as far as I know, they only do like telephone and internet. This is National Grid.
Okay. What's the company who has the solar plant we signed up with? Is that Greenport?
Greenport Solar. Then the people that are actually doing the invoicing on behalf of Greenport Solar go by two names. One of them is, I think, Common Energy, and I can't remember what the other one is.
Okay. So those are the two people who came and did the presentation. So Rich Volo, and it's the contract that Rich Volo pioneered, or whatever you want to say, for the city. So that's the contract we need to look at.
Yeah, didn't you say you found it the other day? Or
I did.
Did you not?
I did. It's pretty long. So I guess I have to get Jeff on it or Cheryl.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
I mean, this should be incredible that they can somehow not. That the 10% isn't coming through.
Yes, I certainly don't understand it. I mean, I will try
and
more
importantly, one of the things we insisted on is getting out of it easily if we have to.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I can tell you what the solar power disagreement does generate, and that's a ton of paper. Because they invoice each property by month, and sometimes it's a savings of 18 cents or 35 cents or whatever.
Oh, great.
Okay, so that's it for purification. Moving on to transmission?
Yes. That's flat. Materials and supplies. I mean, the average this year, the actual is high, but the previous 2 years are much lower, 28 and 13.
Yeah. Right. This line item is really just a special line item simply because the wind has blown the shingles off of the old roof.
Yeah.
So there's 40 grand in there to buy metal for us to install it and just basically put a new roof on the old plant. So that's why we've got that. It's not really a trend thing. It's a project-specific thing.
Okay.
So right now we've got tarps on it, so we got enough money to pay for tarps for sure. It's just if we want to do it now or we want to just keep retarping it, it's been like that for a couple of years. It's just whatever the wind that comes up here, it's pretty impressive sometimes.
So what was the 38 spent on this year?
I don't have much in front of me.
You want me to pull it up?
Sure. Probably that stuff for the pig.
Oh, okay. No, it's not the tar. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Right.
That would have been all the pieces of pipe and...
Yep.
Contractors to try and search for it.
Okay. So do we want to take materials and supplies down a bit? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to wait and see where we net out versus revenues and see if we can...
Yeah, I'm okay with waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you said it was what? There was a 58,000 delta?
Yes.
You got to be pretty close to that already.
And the next line will probably get us closer.
Okay, so why don't we move on to the next line?
So, what's that about? 00 and 1600 this year.
And now what are we talking about?
A maintenance of equipment for water transmission.
Oh, yeah, that's where the roof is for the
plant. Wait, the roof was in the one before, you said.
No, what is that?
The 40,000 for heated light.
No, that's wrong.
Material supply, sorry.
I was looking at the two things the wrong way. That's just pipes, you know, valves, you know, things of that nature. Things that we put on sleeves, you know, for repairs, you know, when we have water breaks.
Shit.
Sorry, I got confused. Yeah, maintenance repair, it's got the 40,000 for the roof. Materials and supplies, that 40,000 is just, you know, what we usually spend on, you know, stuff. Ductile iron is $30-some-odd a foot. So a 20-foot section is $600 for one pipe.
So let's put the roof aside.
Where are we right now with to the 58?
Hold on.
We only spent $1,600.
Yes.
I mean, we could probably bring that down to... 2021 is 15,000.
Just under 6,000 that we have to close.
Yeah, let's bring this one down.
We'll make it 34,000. There you go.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we're on to sewer then, because the rest we can't touch, right?
Yeah.
Can I just take a couple minutes? I gotta get a bone for the dog to shut him up.
Sure.
Hold on a second. I'll be right back.
Okay.
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 So we're on to sewer.
Yes. Hold on.
Mm.
Okay, so again, insurance is just, you know, our municipal insurance parsed out across all four funds. So I will deliver you to sewer admin.
So, materials and supplies, printing. Again, I think staff development probably be all virtual again this year, so.
Yep, agreed.
Agreed.
We could probably bring that down to 2K.
Okay.
Like the others.
Bring it down to 2K, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm in agreement. Okay.
So what's the other, Rob? What's that all about?
That's mostly like similar to the water plant. That's general controls for the SCADA systems. The radio system with the pump stations. Now we have two new pump stations that are communicating.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of set up as part of the contract, but there's still, you know, service that needs to take place. It's really kind of a catch-all. There's any number of things that can go wrong. Everything is automated, and the control system is pretty extensive. So it's I think rack space is in there too.
In 19-
and your IT, your Joe Binding stuff would be in there too.
Right. So, been as high as 12 with
52.
No, that was a budget, but.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they're already. They're
like 30. 7 year average, about 7,500. I don't know why. Must be something specific that, because I called it out over here in this. PLC IT maintenance. There must be some specific project that we're planning to do next year. Because otherwise, it is higher than normal.
You want to bring it down to 10K?
Yep.
What's our delta?
41,605.
All right. Well, now it's 31. Now it's 36.
Oh, that was before I took the 6 out, so... So we're taking other down to 10, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sanitary sewers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Here, sanitary sewers.
Looking at materials, supplies.
Yeah, that's.
You know, it's been as.
Low as 14.
14 in 2020 was 47 in 2019.
And so we can. 30 now. Can we take it to 50?
Sure.
Members? Agreed? Hello? Everybody seems mute. Are you frozen, everyone?
No, I'm here. I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, Heather and Kamal are frozen.
I hit them with my stun ray because you were making too many cuts too fast.
They're frozen. I guess because they're They're both in City Hall. Okay, we'll have to wait for them to get back on. You guys froze.
Yeah, I got kicked off.
Ah.
What's the line, right? I've been kicked out of better places than this.
Huh. Oh, Heather, you're back?
Sorry, my screen share.
She's frozen still. Oh, there she is. I think she is. Okay, we were going to take...
I was saying, I mean, I would even go as to 45.
Okay.
If I be. I'm sharing the wrong...
Oh, no. Did she freeze again? You both got thrown off again. Ah, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Are you in City Hall too, Rob?
No, I'm up at the water plant. I'm not allowed at City Hall. It does not play nicely with others, that's what they told me. They put me in a doghouse.
I'm not going to ask who they are.
Not when you know.
I think I'm back. Yep. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Back?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm at City Hall as well.
So we were going to take that down to 45.
Yep, did that.
Okay, the next line.
Keeps unplugging it.
That line item is averages about 30,000 over 7 years. It's a high of 41. It was 30 something last year.
39.
41 in 2019.
You're at 30.
I'm at 30 now.
Yeah.
I think it's
back to that. Yep.
What is it?
Taking it back to 30?
No, I see.
You're breaking up. Oh, dear. They're gone again. You there, Kamal?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I just joined on my phone.
Yeah, I think that's probably... Maybe you should tell Heather to do that, or...
Yeah. I was saying that I think... That line is fine. We're already at 30.
Okay. Heather, it might be safer to just use your phone.
Okay.
That's what Kamal's doing.
Yeah, I just joined on my phone.
So, Heather, my calculations, that puts us off about 13 grand.
It's a little under 11, I think. I mean, hold on. I'll give you the exact number. $10,605.
All right, so go to 8130.4, yank out $13,000, and call it a day.
All right. Oh, no, she froze again.
I told you.
That's why I just tried to get her across the finish line.
Every time.
That one cut, and we're there.
Every time we make a cut, Rob resets the internet.
Well, look.
Oh, there you are, Heather.
And I did hear the cut, so.
So we're there.
I was about to call in, but I think we're hopefully done. Okay, we are now balanced.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Right.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. See you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, Heather?
Oh, yes.
There? So,
yep.
What do you think? I should have Jeff look over that contract and try to figure out how we get paid or why we're not getting paid or the reduction?
Yeah, I think that would be a really good idea.
Okay. Ah, jeez. Okay, doke.
I know. We keep trying to do things that are good and they just keep biting us in the
butt. Oh, man. I'd hate to see it turn out like the last time.
I know.
With the Viridian.
I know.
Thing.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's literally like 50 invoices every month, and like Rob said, some of them are for like 18 cents. It costs more to, yeah, it's bad.
Okay.
All right. Like I said, I will see if I can scrape out some time and try and take a look at it as well.
Okay. It's a big contract.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, not a lawyer, obviously.
Right. Okay.
But I'm kind of interested now to see what the terms are. So.
Okay, doke.
Okay, doke. All right. Bye. Thank you.